Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
South Coast Rail is a project 30 years in the making. It'll connect Boston with New Bedford, Taunton, and Fall River by train, but there have been endless delays. WBUR's Andrea Perdomo-Hernandez reports that in New Bedford, some still doubt the MBTA commuter rail line will ever become a reality. Others question how many people will use it and whether it'll be financially viable.
Right now, there's only one way to get from New Bedford to Boston on mass transit, and it's a bus. Just before 7 a.m., I meet Phil Zukas. He's at the New Bedford bus terminal with his service dog waiting to board a Peter Pan bus headed for Boston South Station to get to work.
So are you familiar with the South Coast Rail Project?
Yes, we're long familiar with it.
Zukas has lived in New Bedford for a decade, and like many people here, he wonders if the billion-dollar train project will ever be completed.
We're still pretty behind the times here, and it would be great to have some means of making this easier for everyone.
How often do you think you would use it?
Well, I'm working 4 days a week now, and that's to Boston. I would definitely use it at least 4 days a week, and maybe on the weekends if there was an option.
State Senator Mark Montigny of New Bedford has been advocating to bring the commuter rail to his city since the 1990s. He's always pictured the train serving people like Zukas, who work in Boston. Montigny saw commuter rail service as a springboard for economic prosperity in the region.
The wishful thinking and the hope back then was, if you build it, they will come. Who are they? Well, companies will come and set up shop because now their employees can go back and forth.
That vision has shifted over the years. New Bedford Mayor John Mitchell says the city's economy has been evolving thanks to investment in the downtown area and improving the port. He sees the South Coast Rail as another tool to make New Bedford a more appealing place for people to live, work, and visit.
It's not to say that it is somehow going to usher in greater prosperity on its own. I've never believed that, but I believe it's a good thing overall, and that's why I've gotten behind it.
Longtime New Bedford resident Eric Andrade is not sure bringing commuter rail to the city is good for everyone. He's seen rents and home prices rising in recent years, especially since rail construction began in 2020.
It's great to increase the transportation, but if it's for the community, when you're saying community, what community are you talking about? Are you talking about the community that's pre-existed here? Are you talking about the community that will be attracted to move here?
But to some in the transportation industry, dreams of what the South Coast Rail could achieve have been marred by time and expense. The T keeps failing to get projects right, and remote work has changed commuting needs. Former Transportation Secretary Jim Aloisi is a supporter of expanding regional rail, but he has his doubts about the South Coast Rail project.
What I worry about is building rail systems that end up disappointing people, which is what I think is likely to happen here.
The train won't be much faster than driving. The trip from New Bedford will take roughly 90 minutes and cost about $13 each way. The latest plan called for three trains at morning rush hour and three in the evening. Between those times, trains would run only every few hours or so, and trains might not run on the weekends. Aloisi says that schedule is not appealing.
Unless you're giving people frequent all-day service, you're not really giving them a service that they're going to want to use. It's just simple as that.
If the South Coast Rail fails to attract riders, Aloisi fears other big rail projects, like the proposed electrified route from Stoughton to Taunton, might never come together. Meanwhile, crews are still working to finish the future New Bedford rail station. Right now, there's a white concrete platform with beams that will eventually support a roof, sticking up like twigs. Passenger service was supposed to start by the end of this year, but the T announced another delay in September. There's more construction to do and safety tests after that. Phil Zukas and his fellow commuters to Boston will have to wait until at least the summer to board a train here. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Perdomo-Hernandez.